From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Winter is still months away, but some U.S. cities are already stockpiling road salt. The same salt that melts ice and snow also gets washed into streams. As Shayla Farzan reports, new research finds an alternative method could reduce salt runoff.
U.S. cities treat roads with 20 million tons of salt every year. All that salt can contaminate drinking water and potentially poison wildlife, says St. Louis University PhD student Danielle Hake.
I've measured concentrations of salt in a local St. Louis stream that was higher than what you find in the ocean.
Some cities now apply saltwater brine to roads before winter storms. Hake tested stormwater in St. Louis County cities for two winters and found cities that used brining had about half as much saltwater runoff compared to those that only use road salt. She says brining is cheaper than using only salt, but its effectiveness depends on accurate forecasting. I'm Shayla Farzan.
A state appeals court has sided with Missouri prison guards who allege they weren't fully paid in a lawsuit that could cost taxpayers $125 million. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District yesterday denied the state's objections to a Cole County jury's 2018 verdict in favor of 13,000 current and past officers. A spokesman for the Attorney General's office says it will review the decision and assess for a possible appeal. The 2012 lawsuit alleged the Department of Corrections did not pay guards for time spent going through searches and metal detectors at the start of their shifts and during exit procedures at the end of them. The jury verdict would give the average corrections officer at least $5,000. Missouri taxpayers have spent $366,000 on private attorneys to defend former Governor Eric Greitens' use of a self-deleting text message app. The Kansas City Star reports that the bulk of the spending was by the governor's office. About $161,000 was spent after Mike Parson became governor following Greitens' resignation in June 2018. A state audit in September showed that taxpayers had spent more than $200,000 before Greitens resigned to defend him in a 2017 lawsuit. It alleged that Greitens' office used the app Confide to avoid being subjected to Missouri's open record laws. Columbia has banned conversion therapy for minors. According to the Columbia Missourian, City Council voted unanimously to become the first Missouri city to ban the practice. 10 people spoke during Monday's City Council meeting in support of a city ordinance amending the city code to prohibit the practice. Conversion therapy is the scientifically discredited practice of trying to convert LGBTQ people to heterosexuality or traditional gender expectations through therapy. A Democratic state lawmaker proposed a statewide ban on conversion therapy during this year's annual legislative session, but the bill didn't get a hearing in the Republican-led legislature. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.